okay, it's a great North Lake tradition that carries on, that we're not really ready to start worship, but we're going to do it anyway. We're going to begin today with the song, Oh Worship the King. So would you please work towards finding a seat and join us in song. Oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, a brilliant in splendor and girded with praise. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, as deeply distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies, thou tender, thou firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and
they tricked me. They turned it off. My name's Cliff, and this is my wife, Christy, and we're here to welcome you today to North Lake. We are so excited that you're here. I look out, and I see so many people that I've known for so long, and it's awesome. We've already had a great morning, and we're going to have a great time of worship. As I look out and I see you, I realize that some of you are older than you used to be. All right, I'm older too. And as we age and as this congregation ages, I think sometimes we can get discouraged by that. But I think God has something to say about that, and Christy's going to share that with you.
Well, I'm particularly aware of this anniversary of the North Lake Decatur Church because the church and I were born at the same time, and just a month apart. Church is a month older than I am. So I'm conscious of the wrinkles on the body and the gray hairs and the lack thereof. But Cliff and I have a picture window in our home. And there is a framed scripture beside that picture window. And every morning when I raise the shades, I say that scripture aloud. It's from Lamentations. And I just say that out loud. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God, my Father. And I think about that and I realize that, you know, the creation, since the beginning of time, we have been in this pattern of decay. It's getting older and older, but the amazing thing is that God's mercies, His compassion, His unfailing love is new every single morning. And so as we're growing older, our bodies are growing older, we are not. We are renewed day by day because of God living inside of us. And the Apostle Paul told his brothers and sisters in Corinth, He said, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." So we are glad you are joining us today to celebrate God's great love and mercy towards us, because it is new every single day.
We gather to tell old stories and sing new songs.
To be what we've always been, the people of God.
We gather to celebrate that which was, that which is, that which will be.
United by the love of God and the word and stories, united and bound by love.
Have you seen the Spirit moving among us?
We have always have to begin our story again, gathering courage, love, memory, and a sense of purpose.
We gather as people of all age, of different ability, different experience, and different culture.
We share a hope, a direction for our shared journey, and a commitment to encourage and challenge each other to follow the way of Jesus.
We welcome you in God's Spirit, the Spirit of love.
Come into this place and see those who are beloved of God.
Let us show the Spirit of love by the words of our mouths and the works by our hands.
Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God.
And now let's bow our head and talk to our Father. Father God, we are overwhelmed. Our hearts are full, overjoyed by this occasion. And Lord, we come to you as we are, from different cultures, different backgrounds, different places, different ages, Lord. But Lord, we know that you know our hearts. Some of us here are joyful, happy to meet old friends. Some of us here maybe have concerns in our hearts. Our hearts are heavy. No matter which situation each of us are here, Lord, we know that you are constant and that you love us and you never change. And Father, thank you so much for being that God who shows unconditional love to each one of us. And we come to you today, Father, thankful for the rich heritage that North Lake has been. The years of grace, the years of blessing. We are grateful for each one of members who have been there from 60 years ago. Every preacher, every elder, every member, people in the staff, we are grateful for each one of them and the years of service that they have put in this church. And we thank you, Lord, that you have brought us thus far. And we ask, Father, that you would continue to be with us and help us to be who you've called us to be, that each one of us here in this hall or in this church be the hands and feet of Jesus. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
For 60 years, our church has been blessed by some wonderful worship leaders, song leaders, and Three of them are up here today. Through most of the 1980s, Greg Hayes was a leader who took the lead on Sunday morning. Through a lot of the 90s, Richard Craig Jr. did a lot of the leading. And through the 2000s, from about 2002 on, Patrick Bradshaw. Each of them is going to lead us in a song this morning. And for those of you who were here during that time, you're about to see your life pass in front of your eyes.
Let's all be standing for this first song, at least.
I think we can. Let's make sure we get in the right neighborhood. There we go.
Father, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name, glorify thy name, glorify thy name in all the earth. Jesus, we love you, we
stand again.
Glorify thy name.
God gave us reunions and worship to prepare us for heaven. And if you're like me, sitting through these last hours, and even yesterday, you hope that in heaven there are a lot of tissues. It is so good to see each of you here this morning. I want to just go into this song, "It Is Well With My Soul," and I didn't ask for this. The Spirit this morning reminded me of how on this journey to heaven, how on this journey with one another, we experience challenges throughout life. And he reminded me of a couple of times when we have sung this song as a congregation. Now, I'm not one to give specific names, but I remember one time when a member of our congregation suffered a major medical crisis during exercise at the gym, and we didn't know if he was going to make it. And he came back and he asked me, he said, "Can you sing 'It Is Well With My Soul'?" I remember one of our members just lost her daughter, and we went to be with them. It happened just within an hour, and we were sitting at the feet of this member, and she said, "Can you sing 'This Is Well, It Is Well With My Soul'?" And I started that song, and I realized that I didn't have my book. I didn't have the words. And I wanted to make sure that I got the song right. And so I sang the first two verses, and I got to verse 3, and I said, by now she's probably had enough of this. And I stopped. And she raised up and said, "Are you going to sing the third verse?" I can remember being bedside at some of our members, one of our members, as he laid there unconscious, and we had prayed for his healing and his recovery. And I asked to be with him for just a second by myself. And I couldn't take it. And when we sang at his memorial service, we sang "It Is Well With My Soul." Many of you have been there where you know that one day we have to transition into eternity, but you just don't want it to happen right now for your loved one. And many times we have gathered together, and we have found comfort with one another. And we have sang this song. And we have left strengthened and emboldened that one day we will be reunited with one another, with more people than we can fit here today. And so I will give you your tears during the first two verses of this song. But when we get to the third verse, I want you to sing this song with the faith and the reality that Lord will hasten the day when the faith shall be sight, that the clouds will be rolled back, and all of us will join together as we are joined here this morning. But we're going to join everyone that has transitioned before us and after us. And it will be well with our soul. When peace like a
My name is Paul Reeser. I'm the youth minister at the North Lake Church.
My name is Kathy Rice. I also serve as a youth minister here.
It's good to see you this morning. I said, it's good to see you this morning. We've been praying for you. Welcome to the table. The first time I led communion, I was 14 years old. It was in that fellowship hall back there. I carefully prepared my thoughts, and I was excited and nervous all at the same time. I got to worship early, and I was ready to get my instructions on how to serve. But there was a twist. The organizer had double booked communion leaders that Sunday morning. Carl Holliday was also scheduled to lead. They asked us who would lead. I assumed I'd just wait for my next turn. Carl looked at me and he asked, "Did you prepare this morning?" "Yes, sir." "Well, then you should lead us today." At 14, it didn't escape me that Dr. Holliday was a New Testament scholar and lectured around the world. And I was a young boy, still wet from the baptismal waters, full of excitement and nerves. And I knew it was for this reason Carl shared his place at the table with me. I remember this thought, this moment, as clear as if it was yesterday. It's imprinted somewhere on my soul, in between the feeling of listening to Miss Cindy tell a story and Mr. Rick's weekly encouragement, "You know I love you." The family of God at Decatur and Northlake has long been listening for the Spirit as it continues to speak into our lives together. A church not too proud to recognize that the Spirit speaks in many languages through children, teenagers, and adults, regardless of education, ability, or occupation, and in the beautiful lives of people marginalized by the greed, violence, and hatred of our world. The Spirit speaks through all, to all. So this morning, if it gets crowded around this table, don't worry. We don't mind giving up our seat to make room for you.
And it was when I was 17 years old that Paul handed me the mic, and I got the chance to preach my first sermon to this congregation. And it was that moment 5 years ago that I was empowered to let the voice of God that was stirring inside of me come out for others to hear for the first time. Each one of us here can say that this family has given us the opportunity to lead,
to serve,
to sing,
to nurture,
to teach,
to encourage,
to love,
to create,
and to imagine.
Let us pray. Jesus, you keep showing up in our lives. Your presence glorifies the Creator and reveals the new creation breaking into our world. Sometimes we hear your voice and we follow with great faith. Other times we don't recognize you. And still there are times we know it's you, but turn away. Forgive us for our inconsistency. We are broken people, and we need your wholeness. With the taste of bread and wine in our mouths, we are satisfied by the fullness of your grace. Illuminate our present with memories of past revelations and visions of future redemption. renew our spirits to live with faith, that in the coming age, all will find a place at your table. Amen.
get started, wanted to just make sure that everybody got served. If you haven't been served, please raise your hand. Someone will come to serve you. And before I sing, just wanted to speak from the heart and say a couple things. I bet a lot of you are wondering, well, why did Patrick get back up here and change clothes? Many of you may know me as Patrick or Philip Bradshaw, depending on who you like the most. And I just wanted to say that I'm seeing so many faces in the crowd of people who have watched me grow up and really helped me out in my life and gave me nice, thoughtful lessons and smiles that I have used and thought back on from the day to day. And I really do enjoy seeing everybody here. And I just wanted to say that I love each and every one of you. And you guys have been with me through a lot of different stages in my life, never have judged me, and always told me that you love me and reminded me how important I was to this church. So thank you so much. If you will please stand as we sing When We All Get to Heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be.
No.
Yes.
I wasn't going to do those stairs because, Leo, your dinner get cold. So, well, everybody says something, so I have to say something. A week ago, Susie and I were in Oklahoma for a funeral and a reunion, which they all turned out to be. But we attended church at another congregation, I'm sure a vibrant body of Christ, you know, that those people love very much. But I'll tell you, about the middle of the service, I was saying, Lord, take me home. And I can remember more than once Joe Glenn telling me, Ralph, if you ever lose track of what you have at the North Lake or Decatur, just go somewhere else. And you want to come home. And he's right. He's very right. Let's all pray together, please. Creator of the universe and dweller in our hearts, hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. We will praise Yahweh all our life. We will make music to our God as long as we live. We know we are many and our needs are many. We come today with joy and sadness and indifference and passion and illness and fear, weariness, and even feeling fulfilled and happy. We know we cannot find your word in one sermon or one hymn or one prayer, but we have come to experience your presence and to hear a word from this experience of worship so that we can live this week in your favor. This is a great day of remembrance and reunion. Some have come from distant lands. Some of us grew up here. Some of us came as strangers and became friends. As we have experienced illness, tragedy, and death, we have comforted and supported each other. Words fail to express the thankfulness that we feel. We thank you, God, for the thousands of ways this body of Christians has blessed people around the world through the years. We ask forgiveness when we have failed to do your will and failed ourselves or others. We thank you for the women and men who lead us in ministry, especially those who work with children and youth. We are troubled by the divisions all about us and in our nation. Guide those who lead us to show concern for all. As a church, we have many concerns. Those that we're aware of and those that are very private. Heal us and our families and all for whom we are concerned. We especially remember Cindy Hayes and Jane Reinhart, and Donna Holliday and Edward Page and Dottie Travis as she is to leave us, give her peace in her journey. Tina Mashmeyer and Linda Stoddard and Eloise Sims and Cherry and Stewart's friend John Hartley and his family. We pray for all who struggle with depression and mental health issues. We rejoice with Charlie and Kathy and the birth to Emily of their grandson, Leave. We grieve with the Westbrooks over the passing of Nona's sister, there goes my mind. But Nona, Jean's sister-in-law. This brings to mind the many, too numerable to mention, who have left us over the years. Even this day, we remember our Jody Wagner, who left us 27 years ago to the day. We remember our members who cannot be with us, our shut-ins, and those who are ill. We remember those who travel and those seeking serving in mission or military outposts. Take care of and bless our co-workers in Prednisone. We're thinking too of the Allens, the Cooks, and the Guilds. We pray for those in our Clarkston ministries, networks, the Clothing Closet ministry, and the Inner City Mission. Those who lead our Grief Share ministry need your guidance, and those who are participating need your comfort. If this week we might be the means by which you answer the prayer of others, may you find us neither deaf nor defiant, but keen to fulfill your purpose. Give us this day such a blessing through our worship of you that the week to come may be spent in your favor and in your service. As Ike breaks to us the bread of life today, we pray that only your word would be spoken and only your word heard. As we take the offering this morning, we do pray that you will accept these gifts and offerings and even more accept us and help us each day as we seek to give ourselves as a living sacrifice to all those whose lives we touch. As the Apostle Paul encouraged, We pray we will walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God. This is our earnest prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
My name is Heidi Miller, and I'm probably a new face to a lot of you who are returning, but I've been really blessed to be a part of this North Lake Church family for the past few years. We're going to sing a song now that we've been learning for a little while now, and it's in three different languages, Arabic and Swahili and English. Oh, God, Father in heaven, there is no one worthy like you. Oh, God, Father in heaven, there is no one worthy like you. Baba, Alfi, Sama, Mafi, Tani, Zaita. Baba, Alfi, Sama, Mafi, Tani, Zaita.
My name is Crystal O'Neill. Many of you know me as Crystal Graham, and I am so happy to see all of you here today. At this time, our kids come forward, and every Sunday they bring their change because it makes bigger sounds, and then I'll say they bring bills that people give them, but they bring it up into some cans for the children of Honduras. Growing up here at Decatur and Northlake, Predazon and the mission in Honduras was always on the front of everyone's minds here. We were always praying for them and remembering them. And after having the privilege of working with Doris on staff here at the church, I can see what an amazing mission that was. And our kids still today bring their change, and that money goes towards the scholarship program that Predazon has in Honduras. So kids, when you come today, put your contribution in the can like you normally do, and then I want you to have a seat up here. Now wait just a minute for me, okay? When you have a seat up here, I want to introduce you to some special friends of mine. And these are people who are special to our whole church family, even if you've never met them before. And so once you come up, I want to tell you a little bit about them. But I'd like for them to get to come up first, okay? All right, so we're going to need some chairs. And we have some special charter and founding members that I would like for y'all to come up and have a seat. First, the Glens. If y'all would come on up and have a seat up front. Also, the Craigs are here today. Oh, there it is. The Bastons and the Gaddises. If y'all will come have a seat up front. Doug Gaddis, is he here today? Oh, he's coming. Oh, good, good. And I got to look through all those wonderful old directories to look for some of these pictures up here. I was telling Miss Ruthie, I don't think I ever realized they had 5 children. Wow, it's amazing. And Joe had dark hair. Yeah. All right, kids, so when you come down, you're going to put your contribution in the can and then have a seat right up here, okay? Y'all can come on down. Have a seat right down here, okay? Y'all start up front, okay? We may have to extend down the aisles, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Now, some of you are kids who come to church here every Sunday, and some of you I know are visiting with moms and dads and grandparents who went to this church over the years. But the people that are up here sitting today, these are the people who started this church so many years ago. It was 60 years. Wow. And in that time, this church has grown and it's changed. But today, we want to say thank you to these people who poured their lives and their love and so many of their resources and their time into making this church what it still is today. And we thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And kids, we have a special song that we sing, and we've been singing it over the last couple of years often when it's a special time for our church family. But you know, before we added an extra language to this song, this song was actually a special song to this congregation for many years. And so I'd like for us to take a few minutes and sing it to the people that are here as a way of telling them how much we love them. Now, I asked a couple of our 5th and 6th graders if they would help me lead today. Can y'all get to me? Let's see, where are my people? Here they are. Come on up here. My 5th and 6th graders who are going to help lead. Can they sing? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on. All right. Come on. You can help. We're all going to stand together, so it's okay. All right. Okay, so let's sing out. You ready? I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. I see in you the glory of my King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. And I love you. Next, we have a little gift for you guys. So I would like for some of the teenagers to help us pass these out, pass out our flowers on either side. And I would like to give some vases to each of our families here. And kids, what you're going to do is you're going to bring a flower up to one person that's up here, okay? And when you bring them the flower, you're going to tell them, thank you. And I want you to look right at them when you come up, okay? And say thank you and give them the flower. Does that sound good? All right, stay right where you are. We're going to bring the flowers to you, okay? All right, as you get your flowers, go ahead and bring them up to the person that you're close to. Remember, say thank you, and you can give it to them. And then, kids, when you're done, you can go back. You can have a seat right on the floor again. We're so grateful for y'all's leadership over the years. It makes a big difference for the rest of us here. We're going to take a moment, and Mr. Joe wanted to pray a special prayer for our kids here. And then afterwards, we're going to call up a lot of the other people who grew up at this church, and we're going to take a few minutes to take a picture with all of you. And later, we're going to have that framed, and we're going to send it to you guys as a gift and a way to remember all of us here. So, Joe, I'm going to give this to you.
Thank you. About 40-something years ago, a good friend of mine said, Joe, there is not anything in the world you could tell me about yourself that would change the fact that I love you dearly. that became a sort of pivotal point in my life. So I want to tell those of you that are here this morning, particularly these children, that there's not anything in the world that you could do that would change the fact that I love you very dearly. And thank you for this morning. May not always agree, this gentleman told me, he said, may not always agree with what you do, but that doesn't change the fact that I love you. Because God tells me that he loves me, so therefore I love you. So I want to tell you this morning that God knew you before you were even born. Yeah, the book of Jeremiah tells us that. Knew you before you were born, and he knew what gifts and treasures that you were going to have, what talents you were going to have. And more so, he knew what he wanted you to use those talents for. You remember the story about Samuel? He was asleep one night, about old as maybe some of you. And God said, Samuel, I want you to do something for me. Samuel didn't hear him. God says, Samuel, I want you to do something for me. I want you to be a spokesman for me and lead my people. One day, God's going to say to you, I knew you before you were born, and I knew what gifts I gave to you, and I want you to use those for me. I don't know what it's going to be. I may want you to be a teacher. May want some of you to be a preacher, a song leader. Somebody may want to go to the mission field and share the good news of Jesus with others. But whatever it is, listen for the call of Jesus, because God knew you before you were born, and he knows what he wants you to do. So what I want to do is I want to tell you again how much I love you, and I love the people of this congregation, and they love you. Okay? And you know, one day Jesus was in a community, and a lot of children came up sort of rushing to him, and they wanted to touch him, and they wanted to be with him. And the men that were with him said, no, 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 you got to go. You can't do that. And Jesus said, no, let the children come to me. And so they did, and Jesus blessed them. So I want to ask God to bless you this morning. So let's just pray for that, okay? Let's pray. Father, we love you, and we know that you love us, and we know particularly that you love children because your son gave us a beautiful example of that. So I ask you that you would bless these young people. Bless them with the gifts that you have given them. Bless them with the resources to carry out what you want them to do in their life. So, Father, we lift them up to you. We commit to you that we will help them to discover their gifts and to become all that you want them to be. In the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
All right, so kids, what I'd like for you to do is, right where you are, just turn your bodies around, because we're going to take the picture from over there. So I want you to turn around so you're faced that direction. And then if you grew up here at Decatur or Northlake, if you'll come up, and we're going to fill up around here right behind these people, we're going to get a picture of all the lives that have been touched. So come on down. Teenagers that are here today, come on down. That's you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this right down at your feet. Is that okay? Put this right here next to you. Will that be good?
Okay.
Betty can put hers down too if she wants to. So y'all are going to sit right where you are. Frank, you're going to sit right where you were, okay? Bobby. All right, so kids, y'all are going to stay seated right where you are. Kids are going to stay seated right where they are, and our other adults are going to come up.
Moses.
We're going to have to go up on the top stage, so fill it up.
So we get some of the older kids from the back, so maybe more space. All right, hey, older kids, can y'all stand up and back up a little bit over here? Stand up and back up a little bit. Can y'all stand up? Yeah, I think so. And back up a little bit. Can y'all back up and make a little more space? Shiny, if you can stand up, and y'all back up a little bit, okay? All right. Stand up. Okay, my kids that are in the aisles, let's back up a little bit. Let's see if we can get everybody right up here so everybody can be in the picture, okay? If you're in the aisles, let's back up a little bit. Back up. All right, so if you're in the aisle, make sure you back up so you can be in the picture, okay? We want your face. All right, everybody, so let's smile. Cheese.
Smile, children.
I think our photographer, Willis, is having to move back to get more and more people. We've got so many folks up here. So we're going to give him another minute. All right, so let's smile.
Miss Bradshaw wants you to raise a child up. She's signaling. Bring the child up high. Yes.
You can't see. All right, so if you're in the front, if you'll sit down so that he can get the picture from back there from his angle. I think he's having trouble around all the other folks. We have a lot of photographers today.
Can we do that again? I blinked.
Who gave Shane a microphone up there? That was a bad idea.
No one said I couldn't do this.
It's a bad idea.
They could, but I know.
Good job, everybody. All right, now I'm going to try to be really clear. So today we do not have our regular program for first through sixth graders. So first through sixth graders, y'all are going to go back to your seats and stay here today. We do have our training for worship program, which is for three-year-olds through kindergarten. And that is downstairs, and we will be dismissed downstairs. Parents, please walk your kids down there and check them in if they're visiting. And then there are nurseries down the hall up here through age 2. So if you have children up through age 2, feel free to take them to the nursery if you choose.
Thank you all.
I will be reading Genesis 48, verses 1 through 11. Sometimes later, Joseph was told, "Your father is ill." So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, along with him. When Jacob was told, "Your son Joseph has come to you," Israel rallied his strength and sat up on the bed. Jacob said to Joseph, "God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and there he blessed me and said to me, 'I am going to make you fruitful and will increase your numbers. I will make you a community of peoples, and I will give this land as an everlasting possession to your descendants after you.' Now then, your two sons born to you in Egypt before I came to you here will be reckoned as mine. Ephraim and Manasseh will be mine, just as Reuben and Simeon are mine. Any children born to you after them will be yours. In the territory they inherit, they will be reckoned under the names of their brothers. As I was returning from Padan, to my sorrow, Rachel died in the land of Canaan while we were still on the way. a little distance from Ephrath. So I buried her there beside the road to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. When Israel saw the sons of Joseph, he asked, "Who are these?" "They are the sons God has given me here," Joseph said to his father. Then Israel said, "Bring them to me so I may bless them." Now Israel's eyes were failing because of old age, and he could hardly see. So Joseph brought his sons to him, and his father kissed them and embraced them. Israel said to Joseph, "I never expected to see your face again. And now God has allowed me to see your children too."
Well, I know by now that your faith that preachers know how long 10 minutes is has been shattered. But Betty Glenn is also timing me, so put the timer on, Betty. Here we go. All right. I've got the easy part this morning. I knew I was going to get here to this part of the service, and the sermon would have already been preached. And I think the message this morning is, remember that you've been blessed, and now be a blessing to someone else. God blessed Jacob. Jacob blessed his son Joseph. Joseph eventually gets a chance to bless his father and even his brothers, who definitely were not trying to bless him. And at the end of his life, Jacob couldn't wait to embrace Joseph's children. "Bring them to me so that I may bless them." It's so rare that you get to see life as it's supposed to be, as a whole picture. And I think that's what we see here today in this church. So I say thank you to the Bastins and the Craigs and the Glens and the Gaddises and all the many others, many who've gone before us, who poured themselves into this congregation through the years. It makes me remember something that Ross Tillman, a member of this congregation years ago, said once in a prayer back over at the Decatur building. I remember him praying and saying, "We have all drunk from wells we did not dig." And that really struck me how true it is. Later that year, I remember Ross also prayed for the Braves in the playoffs. I love it that he could pray about whatever was on his heart. Like Jerry was talking about Dave, that was so Decatur. Decatur had a distinct personality from the very first. I know it seemed like it to me, you know, when we first came here. We came to Decatur in 1985. I was 23 years old. I almost didn't get the job. After I interviewed, the committee thought that I hadn't been talkative enough. And I want you to know, I was interviewing with this big group, and in the group was Tommy Arnold, Tom Sargent, and Jack Bender. Now, among others. Now, who is going to get a word in edgewise with that group, right? It's not been easy figuring out what you people want. First, you want me to talk, and now you want me to shut up. Of course, my longevity was insured once you discovered my wife, right? And now I get to enjoy ministry here with my grown children. It's incredible. It's so special. I feel so blessed. This church has always been good at bringing in new people and loving them. And we felt that. It's been a characteristic of this church, obviously, for many, many years, from the very first. Even for very different people. Christians have much more in common than what you see on the surface of a person. And now, as Joe said, we're in a church from 20 different countries of origin. That's 21 if you count Texas. But I must say, you know, I never expected to survive this long at the same church. Who would have thought it? The only time I really thought that I wasn't going to make it was one dark night in a FEMA camp after Hurricane Katrina. There was still no power in New Orleans, so nights were very dark. And during the day, we would put on these, you know, those Tyvek suits, the white suits and the respirators. We were working gutting houses. And on the walls and on the ceilings were growing the most bizarre looking and colorful molds and fungi. And then one night in this huge FEMA tent that we were staying in, I remember I was laying on my cot in the dark, and my lips and then my tongue and then my whole mouth started to go completely numb. And I knew some exotic strain of bacteria is now invading my body, and when it reaches my windpipe, I'm done. Obviously, I survived. The next morning, in the light of day, I discovered I'd accidentally brushed my teeth with my preparation H. It was terrible. It's a true story. True story. That's the truth.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
That's a true story. Can't make that up. I do not know why, for the world of me, they make that stuff with a minty flavor. But so, you know, there have really been some weird moments, of course. But there have been way more high points than there have been low ones in the years that we've been here. All the times of worship and study, the loving each other, all the retreats and camps, lots of laughs, great spiritual mountaintop moments, the babies born and blessed here, kids raised up here, graduations, weddings, all the friendships, all the people. This church is all about people, past and present. And don't those photos bring them to mind for you? There have been tough times too, of course. Illnesses and tragedies and families broken, hospitals, deaths, funerals. But when you're part of a family, you sign up for all of that stuff. You sign up for all of it. I don't know how many times I've stood beside a grave and heard someone say, "How would I do this if I didn't have the church?" I don't know how you make a church like this happen. I don't think that it's something mechanical. I don't think that you can just jimmy up the right programs and then it just happens. I think it can only be by the grace of God. I also see, let me say, from this vantage point, of being able to be here at this church this length of time, that the way generations relate to each other in the church is incredibly important. Young people have energy and ideas and dreams, but sometimes they lack experience. Middle-aged folks have developed talents and resources, but sometimes they get sidetracked by the desire for respectability. Older people have wisdom, but sometimes they're weary. We need each other. When generations love and respect each other, when they want what's best for each other, when they value each other's strengths, when they lay down their own rights, the things that we think are rights, and they make room for everybody else, that is a powerful and beautiful thing. But it is too rare in our world. We're the ones that are supposed to lead in this. We're the ones that are supposed to show the world how this is done. We're the ones that are supposed to show the world that the presence of Christ in our lives makes that kind of life possible. And I think it's something that this church, when we've been at our best, and we've not always been at our best, it's impossible to always be at your best. We're not perfect. But I think, and we can hear this in the messages that we've heard this morning, those were the things, that was one of the things that we were striving for the whole time. That was the ideal that was being held out there, putting others first in love. And when it happens, then you're in harmony with what God is doing in this world. That is powerful. It's beautiful. And we inherit this collective value from people most of us will never know. When we hear those charter members talking, the Bastons and the Craigs and the Glens, talking about Decatur's early days, you know, you have to remember, you're hearing from the 20-somethings of that church. That's what the young people were saying about that church. Did you notice, if you were here at the 9 o'clock hour in the video of the kids who grew up in this church, how many of them said, "I am who I am because of this church"? I heard it over and over again. And that was the same thing Richard said at the end of the video with the charter members. "I wouldn't be the person I am today without this church. Church, you did what you intended to do, what you set out to do. It took 60 years, through 60 years, but that's the worthy goal to keep moving toward." I hope today inspires all of us for what the church can be, whether it's here or wherever you are, whether it's now or in the future, for these kids, the kids that are sitting out here among us. God's gift of friends, of community with each other, of the church, that is a great blessing. It is life-changing. And I'm glad that I've stayed long enough to see it, because I'm not faithful enough to believe in the church on a theoretical basis. We need to remember, we have all been blessed. Now, let's be a blessing in the lives of everyone else that we meet. May we all be as committed to passing along this blessing as our brothers and sisters who've gone before us in this congregation. I too love you. I too thank you for being here today. Let's sing again.
Let's stand, please.
I am mine no more. I am mine no more. I've been mine.
Start us off on this next song, if you would.
Love one another, for love.
Love. You may be seated. Be seated.
Please, let's praise the Lord with an applause. Has God spoken to you today? Praise the Lord. Yes, He has spoken to me, and I am just full of it right now as I look out over this group and see how wonderful it is to be with you. It's been a day of gratitude to the Lord. It's a day of common love. And a day of experiencing God's grace. We've talked about looking back, and now we look forward with great hope, this courage, encouragement that we see from a great cloud of witnesses gone on before, and this great concurrence of people here today. And the sacrifice of Jesus brings us to this moment to saying, we go forward filled with the Holy Spirit, and blessing others as we have been blessed. Over 60 years, Joe and Betty have been a part of us, Alan, Ruth, and others. But last week, and maybe today, I met Moji Baru from Nigeria with her little boy, first time to come here. She was looking for a Church of Christ. She's new in our neighborhood, been here less than a month. So it's exciting to be a part of this congregation. Our stories are intertwined. I'll just say briefly, my kids were here for part of the time as well. Robert Jr., 40 years ago, was in kindergarten at ESPA. Our daughter and he were also in the youth group in those early days over at Decatur. So some of the things I remember besides my comings and goings here at Decatur, going back to Honduras, coming here, this church has been with me through it all, held up my arms. And I am just real grateful to all of you, and I love you as well. This is a happy place. I liked what Jerry said when he said, this is a happy place. The staff has looked forward to this day, and scores of people have worked to make it happen. But I think the person who's been the most happy has been Ike. He's just been dancing a jig, and he says he doesn't dance, but I think he does. So it's been wonderful to work with him and all the staff as we've planned for today. It's been a real joy for us to be a part of this. And may God receive all the glory. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're about to move from this time of fellowship and worship to another space for fellowship and worship. Only we're going to call that lunch, okay? So let me give you some instructions. First of all, if you've not had the opportunity, we have what is usually our classroom over here to the right. It's now an exhibit of memorabilia, and you'll love going in there. Lots of pictures. A lot of people have contributed. It's wonderful. So be sure you go in there. And there's a big cross on the wall. You don't sign on the cross. You sign around it. We want everyone to sign around the cross. Then we have a barbecue lunch that's being served on both levels, this level and the lower level. There are chairs set up in the fellowship hall and the tables. Down this hall, the adult wing, those rooms also have chairs and tables. Downstairs, the youth room and the children's room. So there's plenty of tables and chairs for everybody. We ask that those who have need some assistance or just need to go to this level here, please go into this room and you'll be served there. Those of us who have kids want to go downstairs, closer to the playground, go downstairs and you'll be served downstairs. So there's two areas to be served at. Also, we'll be serving bottled drinks, water. And so please, there's special trash cans to put those bottled waters. It's a blue recycle bag. Also, Faye Holland, who's done a lot of the work in the decorating, she's put a special plant on every table. If you'd like to have that plant as your souvenir, slip a little bill underneath the centerpiece, and the plant is yours. So those are the things that we want to remember as we go out today. Don't hurry. Take your time. There's plenty to eat. Just savor the moment, okay? And I want to I say a prayer of blessing. So if all of you will stand, we will have our prayer of blessing. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Good afternoon, Lord, Holy God, Father, Abba. Our hearts are overflowing in praise for your grace upon grace today. No, we are not perfect, but Jesus is perfect, and he is our righteousness. And I thank you. As you have blessed us, may we bless others in this journey as we obey and trust in your Holy Spirit to convict us and to lead us. Thank you for this love feast and the many prayers and lives we're an offering of praise to you. And we pray this through the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Go in peace and enjoy.